Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera podcast.
More explosions have been heard in Ukraine's capital after new air raid warnings sounded over the city. Earlier, the Ukrainian military said that it shot down more than 60 Russian drones and cruise missiles on Monday. People across Kyiv rushed to find safety and were told by the mayor to remain in shelters. Tension is building between Serbs and ethnic Albanians in the town of Shevshan in the northern Kosovo region. Ethnic Serbs gathered outside a city hall that's been guarded by Kosovan police. They're angry about the election of ethnic Albanian mayors. On Friday, demonstrators blocked officials from entering their offices. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been re-elected for a third term. He beat Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in a runoff on Sunday. He got more than 52% of the vote. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called for snap elections in July. It comes after a defeat in regional elections where the main opposition party picked up the largest number of votes. The parliamentary polls were originally expected at the end of the year. Nigeria has a new president.
That would preserve, protect and defend the constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Bola Tinubu took office in Abuja. Dignitaries from across Africa witnessed the 71-year-old being sworn in. Tinubu is taking office as Nigeria faces widespread insecurity and slow economic growth. At least four people are dead after a tourist boat capsized in Italy. It happened on Lake Maggiore in the northern Lombardy region. Two dozen people were on the boat when it was caught in a sudden storm on Sunday. Firefighters said 19 people had been rescued. A wildfire has forced the state of emergency in the largest city in eastern Canada. People have been evacuated from several suburbs in the Halifax region. Several homes have caught fire. Dry conditions and steady winds are fueling flames. Water bombers have been brought in from neighbouring provinces. Wildfires were also raging in Alberta. Police in Venice are investigating what caused the city's famous Grand Canal to turn fluorescent green. The water near the Rialto Bridge first began to glow green on Sunday. An emergency meeting has been called to find out what the substance might be.